Cuban-American screenwriter Delia Fiallo was known as the mother of the Spanish-language telenovela. She died yesterday at her home in Miami's Coral Gables neighborhood, just a few days shy of her 97th birthday. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco has this remembrance.
Steamy love affairs, secret love children, amnesia, murder. These were some of the melodramatic elements Delia Fiallo wrote into her telenovelas. They were huge hits throughout Latin America in the 1970s and 80s. Soap operas named after their protagonists, Rafaela, Leonela, Cassandra, and Cristal. On that show, Cristina, who grew up in an orphanage, becomes a fashion model for the woman who abandoned her as a baby. Cristina has an affair with her mother's stepson and discovers she's pregnant.
Usted me preguntó, me obligó. Well,
Fiallo wrote the storylines for dozens of novelas and hundreds of episodes on TV and radio over her long life. The telenovela communicates emotions we all feel, she told CNN in Espanol in 2018. For housewives stuck at home, she said, watching telenovelas allows them to dream. Author Ilan Stavans calls himself a melodrama aficionado.
Envy, passionate, unadulterated love, a rivalry, desire.
Stavans has written about the importance of the telenovela in Latin America, and he says Fiallo was a remarkable figure, writing for women in a male-dominated industry.
Stories about young women in search of their own place in the world, challenges with the upper class, with the abusive husbands or abusive fathers.
Delia Fiallo was born in Havana on the 4th of July in 1924. After earning her doctorate at the University of Havana, she began writing radio dramas in the 1950s. She told the University of Miami that one of her first stories was about a campesina, like the girl she'd seen in the rural provinces of Cuba.
Una muchachita campesina, inculta, analfabeta.
In 1966, after the Cuban Revolution, she and her family fled in exile to Miami. From there, she wrote scripts that were produced and distributed for television stations in Venezuela.
Esmeralda.
Her novellas were seen throughout Latin America. They were translated into Japanese and Czech, broadcast in more than 100 countries. Some were later rebooted for TV in Brazil and Mexico, but she told CNN in Espanol she wasn't happy about the way, for instance, they remade Cassandra, her series about a gypsy maiden.
Un fracaso total.
It was a failure, she said. Fiallo retired in 1985, but was active well into her 90s. 10 years ago, there was an award named after her for telenovela Goddesses. Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.